This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we're speaking with, once again, Dr. Michael A. Epstein, board-certified plastic surgeon and founder of MAE Plastic Surgery located in Northbrook, Illinois. He joins us today to discuss eyelid rejuvenation and the power this procedure has to refresh your facial appearance. Dr. Epstein, always great to have you, and thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
And great to have you with us, and looking forward to hearing from you in all these regards. So for starters, tell us, what is blepharoplasty?
Well, the term blepharoplasty is the term that we use for a surgical procedure that's used to rejuvenate the eyelids. Essentially, what we're doing is making a person look less tired, less angry, generally just giving them an overall refreshed appearance. The procedure can be performed on either the upper eyelids or the lower eyelids. The upper lids, the problems that we usually see there are mostly related to excess skin, but occasionally there can be some, you know, little herniated fat bags or protuberant soft tissue toward the medial or central portion of the eyelid as we get older, and that can be addressed as well. When evaluating an upper lid, sometimes the heaviness of that lid can be caused by a heavy forehead or brow, and if that's the case, of course, we'll talk to the patient about that and explain how that can sometimes be fixed. And the other times where there might be heaviness of an upper lid, it might be a functional problem where they actually have a ptosis or weakness of the muscle that lifts the eye. And we, of course, we can fix that too. There are surgical procedures that can help that. As far as the lowers go, the biggest complaint that we hear about that brings a patient in for lower eyelids is that they feel like they've got those bags, those fat bags sitting underneath their eyes. And sometimes it's related, they may come in because they don't like the crepey or excess skin. And with a lower eyelid blepharoplasty procedure, we first identify what those problems are and then address them appropriately. Just like with the upper lids, where some of the problems may be related to the adjacent structure, you know, like the brow for the upper lids, the lower lids may be some of what you see may be in part caused by what's going on with the cheeks and in the mid face, and so, you know, that's usually pointed out to the patient if that's the case. So that's what I guess in more than a nutshell what blepharoplasty is.
And that is a fine and very thorough explanation, much appreciated. So tell us, what is the procedure like? Get into some of those details.
So, with the upper eyelids, typically we're making a small incision on the upper lid itself, and this is usually marked out ahead of time when the patient's, if the patient is having anesthesia, it's done before they are having it when they're upright, and we mark out the amount of extra skin that needs to be taken out. It can be done under local anesthesia if it's done by itself. In other words, without any other, procedures like a facelift or lower lids or something like that. And usually we're addressing that extra skin that's removed. We're taking out any potential herniated little fat bags and then closing it up with a fine little row of stitches that usually come out in about 3 days. We ask the patients that they don't exercise for somewhere between 2 and 3 weeks. there may be, you know, some swelling and bruising that's there anywhere between a week and 2 weeks, and it's usually, most of that's usually gone. As far as lower lids, they can be a little bit more complex than the uppers, but it depends on what the problem is. If it's just a little bit of excess or crepey skin, we may address that just with like a laser resurfacing. If it's the herniated fat bags, we will, you know, kind of address those by either removing some of them or displacing some of that fat out, so it's, you know, it evens out, smooths out the area. Oftentimes, a lower eyelid blepharoplasty can be done with an incision that's hidden on the inside of the lid, so there's virtually no scar at all. Sometimes when we have to take a little pinch of skin or a little skin out, that incision line is hidden right underneath the lash line. Both of these, the uppers and the lowers, the scars are virtually really scarless. I mean, when they heal the way they're supposed to. The stitches, again, for both typically come out in about 2 to 3 days. Again, for lowers, you know, 2 to 3 weeks of no exercise.
Yeah, not too bad in that regard. What should a patient look for in an eyelid surgeon?
Well, you know, of course, you want the appropriate credentials, and typically we look for a board-certified plastic surgeon, although there is some crossover. There occasionally could be a board-certified otolaryngologist, you know, that does specializes in facial plastic surgery, or sometimes an ophthalmologist that specializes in oculoplastic surgery. But I would say the majority of the times you're looking for a board-certified surgeon in plastic surgery. But, you know, just as important, if not more important, you want to make sure that they have the appropriate amount of experience. In other words, that their practice seems to be, you know, focused in facial rejuvenation surgery. That they've done, you know, not just 10 of these, but, you know, hundreds to, you know, to thousands of these, if you can, you know, if that's available. And, you know, of course, you want to have a decent rapport with the doc and make sure that, you know, he's identifying what the problems are. That's, you know, you can do that. You can also, you know, look online nowadays and look at other patient reviews, look at their before and after galleries online if they have them. And they should. If they've done a lot of these, you should be able to find, you know, a healthy number of examples of results on their website. So I think those are probably the critical things, experience and credentials.
Certainly important factors. Today we are with Dr. Michael Epstein, once again, plastic surgeon and founder of MAE Plastic Surgery in Northbrook, Illinois, here on eHealth Radio's Plastic Surgery Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Dr. Epstein, who would be the perfect candidate for this procedure, the blepharoplasty procedure?
Well, that's... Boy, there's a lot of different ways to answer this question. You know, of course, just like with any elective aesthetic surgical procedure, you know, I want to see that the patient is of sound mind and sound body. In other words, they're healthy. They're emotionally and you know, and psychologically certainly also healthy and that they actually have the problem that I can fix. I mean, that's, you know, really it in a nutshell. I mean, do they have, you know, the excess skin, that I can fix with an upper lid, blepharoplasty? Do they have, you know, some of protuberant fat bags or crepey skin of the lower lids? You know, I guess that's what would make a perfect candidate, is they have to actually have the physical problem that they're complaining about, and they have to be of sound mind and body.
And Dr. Epstein, as far as recovery is concerned, what can a patient expect from eyelid surgery recovery?
I think, you know, as I've alluded to before, the upper eyelids. Upper eyelid surgery is a very easy operation to undergo and recover from in most instances. The only time it becomes a little bit more involved is when we are doing what's called a ptosis repair and fixing that muscle, or if it's combined with a forehead lift or a brow lift. When necessary, but you know, most of the time with a straightforward upper blepharoplasty, it's a very simple recovery. The stitches, like I said, are typically out in about 3 or 4 days, and there's minimal bruising and swelling, and if there is, it's gone after 10 days to 2 weeks. We ask the patients to refrain from any heavy lifting or exercise for 2 to 3 weeks. Lower eyelids can be similar. The difference is the degree of difficulty, and that can change from person to person. One of the things that's important that for the surgeon to look for is the health of that that lower lid in terms of its elasticity, and because sometimes I have to perform a lid strengthening procedure called their acanthopexy or canthoplasty along with their lower eyelid blepharoplasty, and that's only in those cases where it is really lax for fear that they might have sort of like that we would create that basset hound appearance in which we don't want, where their lid is retracted downward. Typically when I the usual recovery process is, again, if there are external stitches, they're out in about 3 or 4 days. Bruising could hang around for, again, 10 days to 2 weeks, and they're back in the gym, in again 2 to 3 weeks, and feeling pretty good about things. Both procedures, both the uppers and lowers, are really, they're almost painless. I mean, we do give some pain medicine to go home with, but most of the time the patients don't even use it. It's very well tolerated, and they might have a little bit of light sensitivity for a little while, around their eyes, but that goes away typically within 1 to 2 weeks as well.
Well, Dr. Epstein, thanks so much for joining us again and covering blepharoplasty and the procedure. Really helpful and informative. Where can listeners be in touch and get further details on your practice there in Northbrook, Illinois?
Well, of course they can. I'd love them to reach out and go to our website, which is maeplasticsurgery.com. That's www.maeplasticsurgery.com. And then always we love phone calls. We love to hear from you. And I love, I hope you can tell, I mean, I certainly love educating patients. And both me and my partner, Dr. Krokmal, we kind of pride ourselves on, and really, giving the patients when they come in for a consultation a real educational experience. So that's how you can reach me.
Easy enough. Again, Dr. Epstein, thanks for joining us once again here on eHealth Radio, and certainly look forward to our next conversation. Have a great evening.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
And always our pleasure. We've been speaking with Dr. Michael Epstein, plastic surgeon and founder of MAE Plastic Surgery in Northbrook, Illinois. And for all the details and for contact, visit maeplasticsurgery.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.